Welcome to the Green with Envy podcast. I am your host, Lerato Moja. You know that saying, you can't fill from an empty cup? Well, at the rate we are consuming our natural resources, Mother Nature's cup is on her last drops. This podcast aims to remind us of the simple things we can do to get her back on her feet. Join me as I chat to my friends, old and new, on the simple things we can do to protect and preserve our environment. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Green with Envy podcast. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the family that we're trying to build slowly but surely. As you heard in my intro, I'm chatting to my friends, old and new, and today I'm very happy to be chatting with a friend of mine, chatting to Kifilwe Situsha today. She's been a friend of mine, like I said, for a very long time. We've known each other forever. Literally, our mothers were friends when they were pregnant, and we were born 2 weeks apart. So, I mean, it doesn't get friends forever more than that. How are you,
more
friend?
Than
how
that.
Are you doing?
Hey, friend. I'm well. How are you?
I'm so good.
Good to like, be here.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me and, you know, being part of this journey of building something that I think will be amazing. And obviously, when I think about nature and I think about, you know, the living consciously, you're one of the first person that came into my mind, you know? So I had to have you here so that we can speak about, you know, plant-based living and, you know, just everything around that. And I also thought that it will tie in very nicely with the previous episodes that we had with Mawande and Mayenzege Baza. Where they spoke about growing their own food in their own backyard. So I thought, what a nice link to have you here. And let us speak about plant-based living. Before we begin, just tell us briefly about who Kifilwe is.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me, friend. My name is Kifilwe Situsha. I am from Kwatema. In the East Rand, living in Joburg. I am a creative, working as a graphic designer. And I am, can I say I am passionate or I am into the plant-based living lifestyle. So yeah, I guess that's why I have been invited to speak here. So yeah, so that's me in a nutshell. Yeah. And there's much more, but yeah, the reason
we'll get into that. And you did not say nutshell because you love nuts and everything. Let me not be that other guy. Okay, cool. So just to start, obviously, I mean, I've known you all my life. I mean, we used to go to Braai's together, we used to eat meat together, and now I'm not there, you are not there, you know, and I'm still eating meat and you are not. So I just wanted, because I remember when you made you used to love meat, because the one image that comes to my mind is you just having a bone for a good 20 minutes and you wouldn't let go of that bone. Exactly. And now I'm surprised, you know, not surprised, but you know, when you transitioned, like, I was like, are you sure? So maybe tell us about how your journey has been, and you know, when you started, when you decided that, you know, you're going vegan, what was the decision that made you switch, basically?
Okay. So I mean, growing up eating meat, I mean, it's pretty normal, and you know, we're all different. That's what I've come to, you know, accept and to get and to, you know, stop forcing people
Yes.
to do things
Yes,
because we
you
all
did try and force me at some point. I was like, friend, wait.
no,
You've made
no,
your
I really
decision. I'll make it when I'm
on your
ready.
own. Exactly. So yeah, no, in my process though, it's just been gradual. I was in Cape Town in 2010, 2011, and I was working at a company where like as a graphic designer. I was working as a designer, and one of the jobs that landed on my
On
lap
your desk.
on my desk one of the jobs was to create labels for meat, and like because it's like when you get into your project, I was doing the design, the creative side of things within the team that we were working. There were a few of us, in the team, because it was quite a big project. So in the process, you do have to research, and you have to get yourself into the world of the thing that you are creating
About
a
to
label
create,
for. And you like being the brand that it is, we had to create quite a range, from your beef, your lamb, your chicken, your everything about meat, we had to, be involved in the process of. And so during the research process,
Ding,
like
ding,
it
ding,
was,
ding.
ooh, like I mean, I just really got, exposed to many, many of the things about meat and, the processes, the butchering and everything that goes into, the process of meat like ending up on our tables.
Especially
And
processed meat.
it's like, I mean, just all of it really. And while I was, in the research process, I bumped into one of these videos.
There's always that
Oh, there was just this one video,
video.
and they were going on about how, like, I mean, I saw it myself, where like the cows were just, being led into the abattoir, and they were about to be, slaughtered. And these cows were literally crying, they were
No.
literally, I mean, I could hear their cries, and I think, that was quite a big moment for me, because it just really connected to me in a very deep level, where I like, shoo, for me, that was the
A
quite, I
switch.
mean, quite a moment. Yeah, like it really touched me beyond anything else that could do anything for me. Like, and I mean, at the time, I was just, just doing the research and just finding out, how to, do labels and everything. So how I would go about, like, presenting the labels. So at that point, yeah, that something happened in me that just really, like, even just talking about it right now really gets me, it reminds me exactly why I did it. And it just, like just the way in which things are done, because culturally, like, or ngesintu, it's not quite done in that way, where it's like, just take all these animals and push them through and lead them into, to get killed,
Yeah.
yeah,
It's
so
done
like
respectfully.
It's done respectfully.
You can put it that way. Yeah.
Exactly. It's done in a way that respects an animal and really you connect with them and you like, yeah, there's just different ways in which it is done. So that moment for me was a defining moment, and everything else that followed thereafter was just a support for me to just slowly come out and let go of eating it, because it didn't happen immediately, because I didn't know how to do it or what to do. I just knew that I would be eating less of it, and I would be conscious of what I choose to be consuming and what to be eating. So yeah, so right. that was
okay it. And then when you finally made that switch, what were the benefits that you started noticing, whether it was your body or your skin? What did you see happen almost immediately?
The most immediate thing was just like more energy, so much more energy, like so, like it's actually like just a lot, like much more energy. If I, like, that's the, like, just being more lighter in my body, and just like my mind just clearing up more, and just being more connected, you know, to things, and yeah, so yeah, those are the biggest things that I noticed, just a clearer mind and lighter body.
When you say lighter body, I was going to just add also that, you know, with the people wanting to lose weight, they always say, oh no, just go vegan for a month, you'll drop a couple of kilograms, you know. I've had a friend as well recently who just said that she just decided to not have red meat anymore, and she says that she can actually feel the difference, and she does she hasn't gone back. It was just supposed to be for a month, and now I think she's on month 6.
Yeah, because that's just how it happens. It's kind of, you know, when you see the benefits and feel the benefits, you just like, oh, okay, we're here now, so let's just keep going, you know. And I mean, even beyond this lifestyle, there's even more, you know, that people can even do. There's so much more. So this is only the beginning of it, you know.
Weirdly enough, now I just had a young chuckle, because I'm also reminded of another friend who also doesn't consume red meat, but then her son one day came back from school, and I don't know what lesson they had on that day, and then he came back and said, "Mommy, I'm not gonna eat animals anymore. So I don't want chicken. I don't want meat, you know." And then mommy's like, "Are you sure? Are you sure with the decision?" He's like, "Yes, but I'll have fish fingers, because fishes don't have fingers."
Ah, sweet. Oh, panini.
So he's thinking, no, fish fingers are safe, because
they're not made
fishes
from
don't fish. Have, yeah, they're clearly not coming from fishes, because I mean fishes don't have fingers.
That's a thinking little baby right
you
there.
Know, so I was quite impressed, and till today, I think he's over. I'm sure he's 11 or older now, and he still doesn't eat meat. So. Wow. I mean, he didn't need any convincing at that time. You know, really, something spoke to him the same way that video spoke to you, and he just decided, no, sorry, I'm not going to be eating animals.
Exactly.
Maybe let's speak about what were the challenges and then also the benefits as you were transitioning.
Mm-hmm. Biggest challenges. Of course, the one of the major ones would be if you go to a braai. You know, that's
of course. And you're just like,
you know, and when you go to events, you know, like just like I mean it and like I said, because it's like a process, sometimes you're not too strict on yourself. Like you, like most emshadweni, you'll just have that cake, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's there aren't any other options. So one thing I learned, you know, when one is so challenged is to when you don't do it fully, you become kind to yourself and you forgive yourself, and you just carry on and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, like it's a process.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So the challenges also, yeah, the major challenges were just also people asking you all the time, how? You don't eat meat.
Why?
<know?
laughs>
Like, why?
Yes.
Why are you punishing yourself?
And you're like, no, you know, actually, I'm not.
Yeah, like it doesn't, like I think once you have decided, it doesn't feel so much like a big punishment or like
yes.
a big thing. It's just, you know, it's just natural, it just flows. And like I said, if you are, you know, just chilled about it, you go with it, and yeah, you let go of things slowly but surely, and that's when it becomes less of a challenge.
I mean, we're dabbling between the words plant-based and then vegan,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So
yes,
is it the same thing, or how would you then differentiate between the two?
Plant-based, I feel, is just you consuming foods that are from the ground, that are, you know, that have been planted and like fresh and things like that. However, vegan is just quite strict, and yeah, like, you, no honey, no, you know, they don't wear leather, like, you know.
Yeah.
It just goes quite extreme, and it is a process as well. And so for me personally, I don't like the boxing of or the labeling of things is not quite the way that I prefer to do things.
Yeah, like you said, that with vegan being strict, it goes the whole yard. So it could even, depending on what you wear, you know, your maybe toiletries or healthcare products, you also choose them differently, because you're just thinking about everything that has gone into products as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, like, I mean, that's just, I mean, even you, like, as an environmentalist, you do think of those things, but you wouldn't necessarily call yourself a vegan.
Yeah, that's true. Know?
So,
that's true.
Like being plant-based or living plant-based, you do consider those things, that, you know, like, what kind of toothpaste am I using? What kind of soap? Because what kind of lotion? Because all the things that you consume, they make a difference. Like your skin, for example, is the biggest, you know, your biggest organ, and what you put on it definitely matters. So consideration of all those things, you know, it matters.
So so while I was prepping for this episode, I just thought about, you know, where we come from and how we grew up. I mean, we both grew up with our grandparents, and somehow it kind of clicked to me that, you know, maybe that how I'm thinking now, and this whole thing of me being a greenie before I even knew that I was probably from my grandparents, because we did not waste a thing.
Yes.
If it's water, Gogo will tell you, close that tap, you know, you're wasting water. Or like, they had gardens, you know, even if we lived in the township, they had gardens. My grandmother had a side there where she had like onions, tomatoes, peppers. And then your grandmother also had a garden there at the back. We had a grape tree. You had a peach tree where we had we stole peaches, you know. So those great memories. So would you say that growing up with our grandparents and how they lived somehow planted you know, this these thoughts in your head without you even knowing, you know?
Oh yes, Definitely. Oh yes, definitely. I always think about it, especially now, like they've had such a big impact on how I'm living. Like my grandfather would, like we'd go to the market and he'd get the food in bulk, and then we'd come back home, sale stubini, asige the watermelon, and
Yes,
we're
the
always sitting, we're
watermelon.
always sitting outside, and we're having, like this
The best
watermelon, and it's like
times.
the best times, and we're all together. Like those moments and those feelings, like I mean, like those are definitely moments that I always refer to when I'm like enjoying the lifestyle, and definitely us going back to the like at the back, picking up those grapes and those peaches, like those moments are just, like they just make it so much like fun, and for me it's like I want to continue that even for my children and my children's children and their children. I'd love for them to experience that because it was such a like it's like you connected so much to nature, and like it's like that's like for me that's like a very beautiful connection, it's like you're playing
Yes, and getting
with
to know
nature.
and just spending quality time as well with, the people you love and all of that over either fruits or, like you said, watermelon, And isn't it weird how, so isn't it weird that right now, especially after COVID, like people have had to rethink about how they live. People are now thinking about wanting to go live in farms. They're thinking it's a viable
Absolutely,
option now,
absolutely.
just going back to the basics, because we now live in complexes, small spaces. We got claustrophobic during COVID, and now people are more open to just like, I need to go back to nature, go back to open spaces, So,
No, and going back to what you were mentioning about our grandparents having gardens at the back, like I mean just seeing plants grow is just so magical,
I know, right?
from a seed to something that you can literally pick and go and prepare. So I remember this one time, we were coming to like to our grandparents' home, and then the usual stopping in to see your grandparents as well. So we walked in, and like your grandmother and your grandfather, they were like literally like bonding, cutting vegetables together. And I'm like, I mean,
It's the little
like what
things,
gets better
man.
than this?
You know?
It's a little thing, So like yeah, like I mean, yeah, I mean it's just, yeah, like, there's a lot around planting your own food and getting to pick it and eat it, and the whole process in J of getting, like being connected to the food that you eat. So like just like your previous podcast, eating what you've planted, like that's just the way. And I definitely encourage everyone to do that, like
To
even
plant
if
at
it's
least something, even if it's just one. Yeah,
even if
I'm
it's
gonna.
just one pot plant, Inje.
I'm actually taking up that challenge. I'm going to clear like the small patch of my garden just to plant fruits. And I think just for context, so our grandparents lived on the same street. So literally our houses were like across each other. So our grandparents were friends, and then our aunts and moms were friends, and then so it grows on and on and on. Just for context. So I
That's
mean,
for
speaking
content.
about grandparents and kids, I mean, you have two girls now. So how did you navigate that? Were they born vegan? And how challenging is it raising two girls and you are living a vegan lifestyle?
Ah man, it's just been so like it's just a simple thing, hey? Like it's because I eat that way, they eat that way, and we all grow, you know.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, it's just like they like what I like, they
yeah.
do what I do. Like the children won't do what they don't know. Like
they don't know,
they
that's
do
true.
what they know, what they see actually from the parent, and that goes for anything, you know.
Yeah.
If yeah, like yeah.
And then when they have to go visit either families or sleep over at a friend's house, and how do you then navigate that? Do you have to tell wherever they're going to visit the rules, or do you pack them their snacks or their food? How does that work?
So I mean, like the people that I engage with, my family and friends, they know my lifestyle. And like they know, I mean, I do with love and kindness ask them, you know, if they can just, you know, like
be
feed them in the same
considerate.
Way.
Yeah.
But then, you know, whatever happens when I'm not around is what happens. You know, I can't be in control of everything.
That's
you
true.
Know, so it's like you, but that's on them. Even the children themselves, because this is the life that they live, when they do go out, they now, you know what to choose or what to eat, or they're able to you know ask for what they want. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah, so like yeah, that's where it is right now, which is, you know, like the best I did the best that I could, so now they can pick up, you know, and do what they've been taught, and they can live their own life too now, you know, and yeah, decide how they want to, you know, go about it. They're still young, they can, you know, make their own choices as
so,
well.
Yeah. I
Yes.
know myself,
Yeah.
if I find one good recipe, that is what I'll be
Yeah.
eating the whole week.
Yes,
And then it
yes.
gets boring, and then I just want to, you know, then I get bored and I let go of it. So maybe just give us advice on what if someone just wants to adopt the lifestyle, whether it's for a week or whether it's for a month, how we go about doing that.
Yeah, I think the simplest way, or the most effective way is meal planning, you know. I feel like when you have prepared your meals and you have written down what you're going to have for the week, and then prepare for yourself the meals, then it becomes quite easy. Then you're not tempted to just, you know, fall off or just grab the next thing that you see. That's the one thing that has worked for me, especially when I'll do things like a juice detox and things like that. Preparing the juices previously or the week, for example, it really helps. It really helps. And then if you'd like to consider going into the lifestyle for, you know, long term, or for, you know, for forever, or for as long as you want to, you like, I do feel like the doing it gradually, some people are, they know how to do it just, you know, cold and just go into it, you know, but then if that's a more difficult process, then just letting go of like one thing at a time. Like you can decide that, okay, this week or this month I'm not going to be eating this or that. Like I'm not going to be drinking milk.
Yes.
I'm not going to be, you know, eating meat, but choose one thing and then go with that. And then the next time when you're ready, like, but set goals for yourself that for 3 months, this is what I'm going to be doing, and dedicate yourself to that. And then you let go of your sugar. That one I definitely recommend for everyone, you know, whether vegan or not, or vegetarian or not. Just small things like that, they go a long way. And dairy, I definitely, you know, recommend, you know, like letting go slowly of that, you know.
for someone who's trying to get into the lifestyle and, you know, preparing a meal, I'm just going to ask you, what is your go-to either a snack or meal that you make that you know that without a doubt it will make you happy, or it's the quickest one that you can make?
There's plenty, but there's one of my plenty. Okay, the salads, definitely you can whip up salads very quickly, just you know, leaves, and it doesn't have to be lettuce, guys, all the time. Really. Let's give lettuce a break. But yeah, you can add lettuce.
Use another example. Don't use lettuce, because now I'm just and lettuce is so bland, guys.
But you can mix it up. So that's what I'm saying. It can be lettuce with your rocket and have your chickpeas in there, some tomato and, you know, cucumber and some olives. That's just, and a tomato. Just like a basic salad that will like keep you, you know, like nourished, and you can feel like, you know, you've had a nice meal because it's got your protein in there and it's got your leaves in there and it's got, you know, like,
and
all
it's
the
colorful.
And it's colorful. The thing about also like a very like one thing I can advise or like give a tip on regarding just eating in this lifestyle or eating in this way is that make your food colorful, because in that way you know that you have had all your things that you need in your body. So that's how to make sure that you are eating everything, you know, like seeds. You can sprinkle some seeds in that salad, you know. One of my favorites to go to, especially in winter, is, you know, like mabele pap. Yes. With your morocco. I really love that. It's simple and it's really delicious, you know?
Yeah, and it's very difficult to for someone who is not living the plant-based life and is trying to do that in winter. Because we always feel like, what options are there? Yes,
there are many options.
Curry. But yes, like I said, will have chickpea curry every time.
Exactly. No, there's many more others on top of the chickpea curry. There'll be your lentil soups, your for winter especially, you know, because I know in winter you just want to eat and feel warm.
Yeah, and feel you need a hug from inside.
That hug. Exactly. So, I mean, there's so many options, like the lentil soups, the... You can make your, you know, like there's a variety. Make your breads, you know, from all the different types of flours. You can explore, really.
Yes.
Like once you get into it, you start even exploring and seeing what works for you, because everyone is different in what they enjoy to eat. So you'll find that you'll discover your own way of navigating. But when you need some direction, there's always people who can help. I'm here to help, assist in any way possible, you know.
Yes, I was actually just about to say that, because this is a green podcast, so from your research, what are the environmental benefits for us, you know, having to change that lifestyle? We don't have to go deep into it, like you say, it's another topic altogether. But you can just choose one example that you can, you know, make an example of from the research that you have done before you transitioned, and you know, to the benefits that you are seeing now.
The benefits are endless for both, for both yourself as an individual, or for, you know, the environment. Like, I mean, like, for example, just when you are not consuming animal products, you feel the difference in your body. You feel lighter. You know, for example, with the meat, like, because meat takes a little bit longer to digest, you know, in the body. And so therefore, when you eat less of it, you just feel more energetic because your digestive system is working less, is doing less work. So therefore, the energy goes to the rest of your body. And so even like just your thinking becomes clearer. And so, and so, you know, it opens up to other things.
Juice, obviously, like you've juiced, or smoothie.
Yes.
Which one is healthier, or which one is more filling? What would be your go-to if I had to have a juice or a smoothie?
Really, I think both are quite beneficial. It just depends on what you want. If you would like a like for the nutrients to go directly into the bloodstream, then go for the juice because you're not digesting much.
Okay.
So because like all the fiber is not there, or it's just like processed much more. It's like, you know, liquid now.
It dissolves.
So,
yeah.
And, yeah, and it goes straight into the blood. So your stomach doesn't digest so much. And then the smoothies are nice if you like, for example, in the morning, if you would like to not eat, you know, too much, you can just make yourself a smoothie, add whatever you add into it, like your, you know, it, like, yeah, just make it fun for yourself, and then yeah, have that, like if you want something that will stay with you throughout the day. Just to for you not to be hungry until your next meal for lunch or something. Because, and also speaking on that, I have to mention like that in the mornings we do have to watch what we eat, because it's like we have become used to this thing of eating heavy in the mornings, and in the mornings all your stomach needs is just to be massaged. You need to wake up nice. Like you need to, you can't just wake up and just, yeah, you can't wake up and just fill it up with, you know, heavy things because it's been resting. It's to introduce it to the water, you know, like as you wake up, because you don't wake up and just, you know, like pile your stomach up. Give it a chance to also wake up. So that's why a smoothie is a great thing, or a juice is a great thing to have in the morning. And then as the day goes, then you can start now introducing the vegetables, the heavier foods, the starches, because you are more active in the day, and you know, you are working, you are, you know, so therefore the food is also digested, and like it's working. But in the morning you are still waking up, so, and your stomach is still waking up, so it's also relaxed.
Give it time.
So give it time, so that's just, I mean, that also, those are some of the things that I advise to some of my clients and people who would like advice on just how to never like go through this lifestyle, or just, you know,
Okay, and there's also the fact that fruit has a lot of sugar, right? And sometimes when they tell you that you need to cut down on sugar, they will also advise you on watching how much fruit you eat. Because I can say, oh yeah, I'm trying out this plant-based lifestyle and I'm eating a whole tub of my favorite red globe grapes. You know,
hey yo,
someone be like, do you know how much sugar are in red?
Like, you know,
so it's like, not just about consuming fruits because you're thinking you're eating healthier, but there could be a negative side to it as well when it comes to sugar.
So far, like, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, because it's natural sugars and they digest naturally. The sugar that you should watch out for is the processed sugar, because it's been stripped of all its goodness, and so when it gets to your body, it affects your body. But the fruits from the sugar is natural, you know, and it fulfills And it does what it needs to do in your body. So I don't agree so much with you know, you can, I feel you can eat as much fruit as you want to, especially if it's just that, like if you are in that space and you're not adding other things, eat your fruits. And another thing to mention is the combination of foods is also quite important. But like I know this is more of an environmental, you know.
No, but you know, the fruits, and they're from nature. So, I mean.
They're from nature, yes. I just don't want to. Yeah, no. And, but I do need to mention that, like, the combination and the way in which we combine our foods, even our fruits in their world, is very important. It's an important thing to watch for. Like, for example, like watermelon.
My favorite. Like,
yes. You advise to eat watermelon on its own, since it's like so rich in water, and it's a nice cleanser, you know, for the body. And it's best to eat it on its own so that it can do what it does, you know, in your body. Oh, wow. Like, that's why it is, like, you know, the way Nkulunkulu has done things is so amazing, because watermelon will come in summer, you know, when it's hot.
And you need hydration. Never,
you
know,
thought
of
what
it
I mean?
That way.
Yeah, like it. Everything is like, you know, and when you
and
are
oranges this, like, when it's
and
winter,
oranges in winter, you know.
Exactly. Oh wow!
Yes, and
the
that's just how
dropped.
Yeah. So exactly. So it's like, okay, here you go. I know it's gonna be hot, so like here's
some
more
water in
this. Here's some water. Exactly. And it's gonna clean you up after all that winter food that you've been eating. Here's some nice cleansers for your body, you know.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
With what
and that's like I said, just bring it back to the green podcast. That's how nature is, hey. Like, nature just gives all the time, and it knows what to give and when. Just for us to also just be just to, like, be conscious, like you're saying, that I didn't even think of it that way, that you get watermelon in the summer. But it's just that everything is just made that way naturally. There's a balance, you know, and the minute we do things differently, then we shift that balance.
Exactly.
Now,
like,
you get a watermelon that does not have seeds. That's another topic for another day. But
yeah, another
like,
day.
Where are the seeds? What happened to the seeds?
Yeah. And speaking of the seeds, like, I mean, if you think about it, like, if you are consuming something that doesn't have seeds, what happens to you in your body? You know, like, we need to think of these things, you know. And
I think we'll have part two of this conversation, Paul.
This looks that's where it's headed. Where are the seeds?
Like cutting up a papaya, and there's like three seeds, and you're like, where are the seeds?
Exactly. So it's important for us to, you know, be aware of the things that are happening, and not let go of and just really be aware and find out, and, you know, like, make sure that
just
our
educate.
And because then for the environment, it's better, because when fruits have seeds, we can have more and more and more and more.
Exactly, you know? Because that's exactly what you need to remake more of the
food.
So when you take away the seeds, what are you actually saying? Like,
imagine an avocado without a seed.
Oh no.
No way.
What would that look like?
No way. Like, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense, you know.
And I think, as much as, yes, if you, I mean, like I mentioned red globe grapes, I like them, and I haven't seen them in a long time, or now they come a season later, and I'm always just going to the stores and like, where are my grapes, you know? So I don't find them. And I know that they have seeds, a lot of seeds. So
yes,
the minute
thank
you
goodness.
eat you eat other types of grapes and they don't have seeds. Yes, it's a convenience because now I'm just like, oh, okay, I don't have to.
You don't have,
scoop
you
out
just,
the
you don't
seeds.
have to cut up a cup
But
of
at the same time, I'm just like, but wait, where did these grapes come from?
Where did they come? How
Why
did they
don't they
come?
have seeds?
You know, how do they grow?
Who made these grapes? But like I said, that's another topic for another day. I think yeah, we'll definitely
Exactly.
have that conversation. I think it's important, and also just
It
understanding that
is.
if it doesn't have seeds, chances are it's not good for us. But yeah, that's
And
another
chances are exactly.
chances
So
are.
it's just something to think about. It's just something to go and, think
Yeah,
about.
it's just like you have food that are in cans, and you're just like, how is it that if it's in my fridge, it dies? But why is it in a can for 2 years? Yeah, so
Just those are the little things to think about.
there's a lot to think about. So with all this knowledge that you've had and you've accumulated over the lifestyle, you've decided to also start your own business that focuses on plant-based or plant-based eating or the plant-based lifestyle. Can you just tell us about your business and what it does?
In the lifestyle, you meet many people along the way, and then but then there's a sister of mine, like a friend of mine, who was also introduced at the same time. Not
Yes.
at the same time, but like we were both, discovering things around the same time, and we were deciding at around the same time to, cross over into the lifestyle. And
Yes.
so we partnered up, and we created like a juice business, Nourished Life. And we sold juices at markets, and that also now evolved over the years into another business, because another like sister also joined into the group, and she was also into the lifestyle with the similar kind of vision. And so we started a new company, and that one was is called Happy Sprouts, and it's just a collaboration of women, of mothers, of sister of a sisterhood of that are living in the same kind of lifestyle. And having families, we exchange notes all the time. So we started Happy Sprouts, and it's also something a company that's developing. So we do our juices still, and we provide meals and advice on the plant-based living lifestyle, so that's just us. And I mean, other than that, I'm a graphic designer, so like being creative is all a part of it as well. Like it I found that it flows into like even just the preparations of the meals, like so it's like it's all just one thing.
It's
It all becomes
art.
it's art. Exactly. It's all creation. Like
It's
even
all
planting, it's
creation,
all creation,
right?
things being born, like from conception to like the fruit, So
So if someone is listening now and they're hearing you talking about you creating meals, in what format would that come in? Are you creating vegan meals and they can order for the day or for the week, or how does it work?
Okay, so I did that for some time, where I was focusing on preparing meals for people. But then that's what I realized with that is that I like yes, it's nice to prepare meals for people. And like it's something that I enjoy because it's a nice process. But I found that it is much better for people to know how to be creating for themselves too.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So I started then sending people like information on how to create their own meals and a breakdown of you know the different types of foods, you know, that you can eat. Like, you know, you've got your grains, you've got your like
fruits,
your
legumes,
your fruit. Exactly, yeah, all of that. So like, yeah, the things that I send out are things like that, rather than me feeding or preparing the food for them. I'd rather they, you know, discover the same way that I have discovered for myself. They also, like, because each person has a different way of doing things.
Yes.
So each person, yeah, so it's better to give them the options and then they create what they create in their own spaces, because we're all
different.
Oh,
that's nice. That's actually great. So, yeah, because I'm also very lazy, you know. So it would be nice to just have a meal plan with ideas. Then I know that, you know, we can be creative and, you know, try something new every time. Because like I told you, I will eat the same meal every day. And then I'm just like, on day three, I'm like, no, this is not for
me. No, you're done. It's not. Yeah. So, and it's nice to just, you know, like, alternate and have fun with it. So, but then you do definitely need like someone who's there and guiding, you know. So just like anything, that support is always great, you know. And
so,
of course Google is nice, but
No, I was saying, now that you're saying that, so I just got an idea that maybe we should start a clean eating challenge, you know. If you post those ideas on social media and let everybody just jump on the challenge, and you know, spring in South Africa, we have spring next week starting on the 1st of September. So maybe let's start spring, you know, spring
spring clean challenge.
Let's clean our bodies, you know, and let's spring clean. Because I think also what I want to do with Green with Envy as a platform is that I'm telling people that you can do small bits, you know, small actions in your little corner. That impact the environment in a positive way. So if we all just decide that you're not gonna have meat for a day, or even better, for a week, you know. So let's try that. Let's maybe have like a plant-based spring clean eating challenge in September, and you know, see how
that
it goes
sounds
and see how
awesome.
People, yes, I think we should
respond.
Do it. Yeah.
Oh,
let's,
no,
let's actually do it. Let's not.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. So
let's do it. No,
that's my challenge
done.
For you. And a challenge for me too. Let's put it out there. We'll put it out on our social media platforms, and you know, hopefully have everyone join and maybe give us feedback on how they seeing the benefits, if any, you know. Like, obviously you have to do it for consistently for a longer time, but it'll be great
to see the difference.
It'll be great to see from everyone. It's done. Mm-hmm. We'll start the hashtag clean eat. What are we hashtagging it? We'll figure out a nice creative one. I mean, you're a graphic designer and a creative, we'll come up with a cool hashtag. Okay,
yeah, so we'll ask Mukoli for it for the line, the copyright.
Yes. Okay, so for Happy Sprouts, I mean, you said that it's a business of women coming together, you know, sharing all of that knowledge that you've gained, and you're on the same journey. How would you like to see it grow in the future, you know, becoming a brand, obviously having that type of impact? How do you see Happy Sprouts evolving as time goes?
Yeah, I definitely would love to see more activity, you know, around Happy Sprouts, just us speaking more on platforms like yours, you know, sharing the lifestyle and sharing the challenges, because there's many challenges in this lifestyle, especially when we are so bombarded with, you know, like all the other types of foods, you know, that are not so popular. And it's like, I would love to see it grow and be in spaces where people get to learn more about, you know, the lifestyle. And yes, it is challenging, but you can do it. Especially when you are building your family, you want a healthy family, and you want, you know, like you want to just enjoy food like that is grown from the ground, and like just enjoy eating what you have planted, and enjoy seeing like others do the same. And it's like, if more people are doing that, there's, you know, less hunger, you know, because you get to share more of all of this. So like, I definitely want to see it grow big and get into spaces where we're able to just, you know, touch more lives with a bigger understanding. Understanding for the lifestyle, and because it's how we were before, you know.
That's it.
It's just to it's just to reintroduce or like you remind people, you know, for people to remember like how we've been before.
So we've been urbanized so much that, you know, where our food comes from. I made an example of, you have apples that leave from Cape Town, and all the steps that had to go into making sure that apple gets to Joburg via a retail store, and how much the environment was impacted on those different steps, when you could just plant a tree and you have them right there, you know, at the in your garden, you know. Whether you have space or not, can make space for something, you know, even if it's just herbs, you know?
Just herbs,
So I think
somewhere in exchange with you know, your neighbors.
Exactly. Because you would have too much, and then you know that if the neighbor has onions, I've got green peppers, I've then we do tomato. a whole exchange, you know?
Exactly. Because, then
currently we don't have spaces.
And then there's no gas or petrol that needs to be, you know.
You know, and the air is cleaner because no emissions or pollution. There's so many plastic.
There we go.
There's no packaging.
Oh my goodness. Yo, the benefits are endless.
The benefits are endless. So I think, in closing, where do people get hold of you? And are you on social media, or how do they reach out to you if then they need those eating plans from Happy Sprouts?
H-A-P-I Sprouts.
Oh, okay.
Happy Sprouts. Yeah, Happy Sprouts on Instagram. And I think, I mean, if you can just DM us on that platform, and for me it's Gifsta on Instagram, if you'd like, you know, to just chat with me just about anything relating to, you know, plant-based living, and, you know, anything more that you'd like to find out.
I've coined the hashtag
It's okay, clean. What is it?
We'll call it hashtag spring clean eating, you know?
Perfect.
It flows. Perfect. We know what spring cleaning is. So, and
you and, know, and, yeah, and then exact. Ah, yeah. No, I love it.
So that's perfect. It. So
we are on.
People must just look out for the hashtag spring clean eating. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see how long we can take it for. Maybe we'll do it for the month of September. Maybe it will go on for longer. You just never know.
Longer, exactly.
So we'll go with that. But yeah, it will be all over, and you'll find out when we post about it. So
Okay,
friend, thank you
conscious.
very much. I think let's end it here. Thank you so
Okay,
much for
cool.
your time and for joining me and for the lessons, you know. Hopefully that whatever we've spoken about today has triggered a light in someone and that they're willing to just consider just doing one thing, you know, if it means for a family that loves meat, that eats, consumes meat every day, they can then do, for example, your meat-free Mondays or where they go for a week without and just being plant-based for the week, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just
Oh, yeah.
As a challenge, as a family or as friends. So so definitely thank you for your time. And any closing words that you want to close with?
I would just like to, you know, say thanks to you for having me and trusting me with this topic. You know, like I say, even me, I'm growing, you know, I'm always growing in the process, in the living of this lifestyle, and I'm always discovering how to navigate it, you know, in this world and where I am, and you know, and I'm hoping that more people can, you know, jump on it, because I've seen many benefits for myself, and for like the people around me who are also living in this way. So like, I definitely do encourage people, because it and also encourage people to grow their own food, just to jump on last week's topic, you know. It's a benefit for everyone at all times, like to be living in this way, like going back to our roots, you know, going
literally
back
to the roots.
Going back to our roots, exactly.